Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Wife 30F did a very sexy boudoir shoot as a favor to her photographer friend and me 30 meters. I accidentally found out she did some of the pics with another guy early 20s. I honestly don't know what to do. This is such a complicated issue, so I will do my best to make it complete but short. My wife is great friends with one of our city's high-end wedding photographers named Gina 60s or so. She is supremely talented and also a nice person. We have gotten huge discounts on everything from wedding to baby to family pictures. My wife recently lost all her baby weight and became really fit by following a low-carb diet and doing a natural movement workout plan. Gina asked her to come do a boudoir shoot for her so she could put my wife's pictures on her website as an example of fit, sexy mom. We had many, many discussions and I was all for it right from the beginning because it's hot. Wife was worried about employers, friends and family seeing them, but eventually she figured she'd worked hard, there would be no nudity, and what the hell. It's very important to know we talked about this nightly for at least a week and went over every eventuality, and I thought everything was on the table. So the pictures are stunning. Gina hired a spectacular makeup artist and my wife looks like a supermodel. I mean, they are spectacular pictures, minimal Photoshop too. When the pics went up on the site, Gina sent me a very classy hardbound book of pictures with a note. Thank you for being so cool with this, it's one of my favorite things I've ever done. Important to note the timeline here, pics taken in May. Pics went on website in late June, I got the book this week. Wife is out of town with baby to visit her mom and dad. Late Wednesday I got an email from Gina which basically said happy 4th, I wanted you to go through these digital proofs to see if there's any others you like. It's actually a link to a secure site where I have a username and password. So I logged in and all the first series of pictures were variations on ones I'd already seen, lingerie, implied nude, gym wear and the like. Then it got into a series of full nude pics which I was like, awesome, why didn't these make it into my book? When I clicked the next page I could clearly see that in the thumbnails there were two people. I opened one and it's my wife in sort of an embrace that looked like the cover of a romance novel. The guy also looked like a model and was super ripped. With these I was like okay, but with all the discussions we had, why didn't she say there would be a guy there? I'd say that series is 50 pictures long with each one getting more and more risque. My wife ends up going from like a business suit to just her panties. The guy has his underwear on in all of them, but in certain pics he's laying on top of her, to look like he's kissing her neck, his hands are definitely on her beasts, he's holding her from behind with his hand just out of shot but implied he's to touching her crotch. By far the worst is the last picture where it's just a picture of her BTT with his face and the top of her tiong in his teeth sort of pulling it away from her body. I looked at the pictures absolutely stunned for 30 minutes. I emailed Gina saying basically, Gina, what is this? This is way more than I thought it was going to be. She has not replied and I tried to log back in and my password has been changed and Gina won't send me another one. I tried to call my wife Burr, she hasn't answered and says she's too busy to talk. I texted I had questions about what went on at the photo shoot and she replied at first sexiness, you like? Now she's not responding at all, so my guess is Gina told her about the slip-up and she doesn't know what to tell me. I'm lost, like literally lost. My wife had so many chances to tell me this was the plan if it was that all along. I don't even think I would have said an outright no, but just asked for some boundaries like don't have the guy's lips near your ass or second base. If my wife didn't know and Gina sprung this on her, why didn't she say no or even enforce her own boundaries? It looked like she was having a great time in the pics. If these are the ones Gina accidentally sent me, are there more? Do they get like literal hardcore? My wife is probably panicking as well right now as I assume Gina is. Neither will speak with me. Wife comes home Sunday morning. How do I even begin to have this conversation with her? What do I say when I see her? TL, doctor, Wife did a racy photo shoot for me and her photographer friend's website. It turns out there was at least one other series of photos that featured a young ripped guy had almost got into softcore territory. I'm so lost as to what to do. Huge edit. Wife came home a day early. We've been talking for last 2 hours, taking a break from the discussion now. Before I type out the update, can someone tell me if this sub prefers new posts or just to edit this one? Redditor's reactions update after. Redditor 1, for the first time on this sub I am at a loss as to what to say to you. This was super not cool. There's no way your wife didn't know there would be another guy ahead of time, as your friend is a professional photographer and I would assume goes about her job in a professional manner. I wouldn't doubt she intentionally didn't tell you. As for the reasons why she did it in the first place, I am also unsure. All I can say is that you and her need to have a serious talk and figure out what you're going to do about this. This was a major trust violation and I can definitely see why you're upset. I would be too. Redditor follow up, I can't believe how immature the wife is being by not responding, even if just to say, hey, yeah, we need to have this talk in person. This is the person who op married and has a kid with. This person who won't respond is the mother of a child FFS. Edit. No, I'm not shocked by the fact of the pictures, but by the inability to communicate about marriage-threatening issues with an adult level of maturity and responsibility. Anyone in their right mind would wonder what else she has and hasn't shared. Redditor 2, I hope it was only an erotic photo shoot and nothing more, because everyone avoiding you is a really bad sign. They are probably colluding to keep their story straight. Update. I posted about my wife doing a boudoir nude fitness lingerie shoot for a photographer friend of hers, then found out there was also a male model in the shoot. Wife is home and this is the update. I got tons of differing advice on the last post, so I guess I will on this one as well and may get ripped apart. Anyway, so I've been sweating this since I first saw the pictures I wasn't supposed to see on Wednesday. Almost zero contact with my wife. Part of this was she was busy. Part of it was because they were at a lake, and part of it she admits now as she was avoiding the conversation. Wife decided to come home early, so, 3 hours or so ago now I got a call from her saying I'm on my way home, we have a lot of talking to do. Can you please get us Jimmy John's because I'm not stopping to eat and I'm already starving. I was like seriously WTF, but avoided the temptation to get into it with her on the phone, which I'm glad of. I got her sandwich, she got home an hour later. We put our son to bed and then got into it. As best I can, this is her side of the story. Gina photographer had mentioned that if my wife was interested, she would love to see how she shot with another friend of hers who was a guy. Wife, her name is Nikki, said that she was not at all interested because she was nervous enough about the boudoir fitness gear. She arrived, had a glass of white wine, relaxed, did the makeup, and she had a great time during the shoot, and Nikki is the one who suggested she would like to do the full nude stuff. So they did that, it went really well, and the conversation came up that maybe she'd like to try shooting with a male model. Nikki swears to me that he was not present, but Gina was able to call him and he was able to be there in an hour. Nikki says it was a huge mistake not to call me, but she said she was so in the moment that she didn't consider all the ramifications. So the dude shows up. He's 22, 6 feet 3 inches, amazing build and blah blah, but Nikki says he was an absolute professional, so much so that all the fun she was having with the solo stuff went out the window because the guy was like literally just a living mannequin. When she was shooting solo, there was dancing, laughing, jokes, but with the guy it was like put your hand here. Hold. Repeat. I said I saw some of the pictures and it didn't look like that at all. She said that there are probably are also a few hundred of her looking absolutely terrified and ashamed that didn't make it into the proofs. At this point I demanded to see all of the pictures. Nikki logged into the secure site and there were 10 or so more past the original 50, and basically it went like a sequence from the guy pulling the underwear off with his teeth to her turning over, spreading her legs, and ending with a shot of them from the side looking like he was taking her in the emissionary position. I asked her to promise me there weren't more and it didn't go any further than that. She said it didn't, that the guy never even took off his underwear. I asked if it turned her on. She said in a physical sense of feeling skin on skin, it did turn her on, but on an emotional level she was terrified of what I would think, and it was so business-like there was nothing organic happening at all. I told her this was all so fishy because the shoot happened in May. She said almost 6 weeks to tell me, maybe more. She says that she just couldn't find the words but was really working on it. The thing that's sort of gross is that our S time life has been amazing, and I think the correlation is about when the shoot happened. I had attributed it more towards our son finally sleeping more than 3 hours at a clip, but now I'm not sure. Part of me thinks she was seriously turned on by the whole thing and took that out on me. I told her I wanted her to swear to me that she doesn't know this guy from prior, hasn't kept in touch with him since, and has no plans in the future. She said the guy actually brought his girlfriend with him to the shoot, and she was a gorgeous volleyball player for the local university, and she's pretty sure that he's not trading a 6'1" voluptuous volleyball player for a 30-year-old mother with a 13-month-old. I asked if the girlfriend actually watched the shoot. Nikki said the girl was in the room but sat and scrolled through her phone and seemed bored by the whole thing. I asked who else was in the room. She said it was just Gina and her assistant who held lights and such. After some surfing around Gina's main site and finding other things the guy had done for her, we were able to find his name and Facebook page, and he's a college student and certainly does appear to be dating a very attractive college volleyball player. I asked what Gina was going to do with those pictures, because to me it was crazy that Nikki was initially hesitant to even take the boudoir shots because of people seeing her to taking what essentially appears to be soft core in less than a week. She said that Gina had no plans for the pictures at all, that they aren't getting posted anywhere. They were just done as test shots since Gina is getting back into boudoir and couples photoshoots, and the male model owed her a favor, so it was a great time to practice. I asked why not ask me to do it? She said she didn't have a good answer for that. I asked, obviously Gina already made one huge mistake sending them to me or uploading them my private proof page. How do we know she's not going to make another huge mistake and send them to the wrong person and or forget that these were just practice and sell them to someone? Nikki said we are just going to have to trust her. I told her that I was having a really hard time trusting anyone at the moment and I'd need more than that. Nikki said we could talk to Gina at the first Apernity on Monday. I said would she be willing to pay a lawyer to draw up a contract to keep Gina to her word. She said she would. Then we got into why the secrecy. She said that she felt so guilty after the whole thing that she had no idea how to tell me, and she knew she was going to see her family this week, so she had hoped to put off the subject. I asked her how she found out I knew. She said Gina had called her late Wednesday confessing that she had really screwed up. Nikki claims at this point she went into panic mode and pretty much was either crying or clamming up around everyone because she felt so ashamed. I told her how much the silence almost destroyed me, and she started crying and said she was so sorry for the whole thing and she knew she screwed up, and basically begged me not to leave her, that she still had more love for me than she had anyone. I told her I believed that she loved me, believed that she was acknowledging her mistake, but that I felt like uber disrespected and emasculated by the whole thing. She said she could appreciate that and would do whatever she could to make it up to me. I told her I just wasn't sure what that meant yet. She started crying again and begged me not to make any rash decisions about leaving her. I said if she promised me she was telling the truth and it seems like she is, then I'm not leaving her, but I'm not sure what normal will be for us now. She said she'd be willing to do whatever it takes or wait however long for me to figure it out. So that is where we are at. Our son woke up since his sleep schedule is messed up from the drive, so she's tending to him and I'm writing this. I guess aside from the lie of omission about the whole thing, she's never been dishonest with me before, so I believe her about all the details. I mean, they seem so crazy as to be true, and that a lie would be more like normal, if that makes any sense. But I still feel so gross about the whole thing. Another guy has touched my wife's beasts, my wife has felt another man's breath on her neck, and another guy has laid on top of her in several different positions. We can never be a married couple that can say we haven't been intimate with other people. I mean, I get the professionalism of it all, but it still happened. I have to learn to live with that. I don't know, that's the update. I don't know if there's more to say or not. Maybe there will be more, I don't know. I'm trying very hard to sort through my feelings and not having much luck. TL, doctor, wife did a photoshoot that was supposed to be like boudoir and fitness shots for her photographer friend's website. Turned out there was also a guy involved in part of it. We've gone over what happened, I guess I believe her but not sure what to make of the whole situation. Thanks for keeping my mind from going absolutely crazy over the last few days. Edit, it's about 6 a.m., totally sleepless night. So based on comments, as soon as my wife is up I'm going go to 1. Ask to see her phone. 2. Tell her I'm contacting the girlfriend as she seems like the most neutral party who can verify some details. 3. Independently contact Gina and ask to see every single photo that was taken that day. Those are by far the most common responses. I'll update when those two are done. Edit 2. Heard my wife crying in the next room on the phone. Sort of eavesdropped and obvious it was Gina. Nicole was telling her that she needed to come over or send all the pictures from the whole shoot and divorce was on the line and she had to do this. Gina is on her way out of town to shoot a wedding today, but we are rushing over so she can open the studio before she leaves so we can go through all pictures. I told my wife I want to look at her phone on the way over. She said that was fine. She's packing up our son. We are taking our one-year-old son to a studio where my wife was felt up in order to prove she didn't cheat on me. This has been the most ducked-in week of my life. I can update later after, but I'm worried this is exhausting to everyone else as it is to me. Edit 3. So here's where we are now. I looked at my wife's phone on the way over to Gina's studio. Basically on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. there were 7 missed calls from Gina in my wife's phone. Gina also started a text conversation with her about that time that said, please call me, we really need to talk. I crossed that with my email to Gina, which said this is way more than I thought it was going to be, which I sent at about 6:15 that same day. If you remember, in those 15 minutes I had tried to call my wife, she told me she was too busy to talk. I texted her I wanted to know what happened in the photo shoot. A paranoia in those 15 minutes. Nikki still thought I didn't know because she texted back s timiness, you like? So clearly when Gina's texts start rolling in she knew that I knew. So their text conversation basically went like, I really screwed up. Not you, lol. No, this is serious, please call. Can't now, what's wrong? I accidentally put those pics with Craig up on Thomas preview site. What? Please listen, I need to know what you want me to do. I don't understand. Tommy just emailed me about the shoot not being what he thought it was. How would he know? You haven't told him yet? No, not planning on it for a while. Shit, that's what I thought. I'm still lost. He's seen the pics of you and Craig. Please follow me. What? How? I'm so sorry, I was rushing to get proofs out and I accidentally uploaded most of them to his preview site. What's most? I mean almost all. Oh my god, Gina. Oh my god. What do you want me to do? I'm out of town, I can't leave until Saturday. No, what do I do? I don't know. He's going to ducking flip out. I can change his password so he can't get back in. What if he copies them? Can't, copy protected. Please do that while I think. I'm so sorry, Nicole, this was a huge accident. Do you want me to talk to him? No, this better come from me, but I'm going to throw up. I don't know what to do. I'm so sorry. And that was pretty much the only communication between them. No other calls or anything. Gina texted her every day, are you okay? Type stuff, but Nick never responded. Nikki did text her that she was leaving Saturday morning but nothing else. So then we got to the studio. Gina was rushing around like crazy because she was driving 2 hours away to do a wedding. I asked her to please talk to me about what she was thinking, so she took like 5 minutes and said that she was so sorry. That the thoughts just got away from her and Nikki was doing such an amazing job, it seemed like a great idea at the time. I was at a loss for words, so I didn't ask any more questions. Gina set us up on her main computer and opened the file folder of every single one of Nikki's pictures from that day, including the ones not included in the proofs. I think it was exactly 1,213 pictures from everything. I scrolled through every image and got to the couple's shots. I could very clearly tell that the mood had changed in the throwaway pictures from solo to couple. In all the solo shots, Nick was smiling and laughing and having a good time, even if the pic didn't turn out. But in the couple shots, I could clearly see that she was nervous. She wasn't having fun. She was that same timid, almost annoyed face I've seen on her a million times. I'd say in the couple section it took 10 pictures to come up with one that looked halfway decent, where her face didn't look like she was being interrogated, and it got worse as she was more and more undressed. You can clearly see that she has a look of genuine disgust when the guy touches her beasts, and it takes a long time for her to make those shots work. There's also a little interlude where I guess Nikki went into the dressing room to compose herself, so Gina took similar shots but with clothes on her. He was still in his underwear with the guy and his girlfriend, and it's very obvious that they both have experience doing this sort of thing. You can also see that when Nick is coming out of the dressing room, Gina took pictures of her alone trying to get the spark back from the solo stuff, and in those pics you can see the girlfriend in the background looked bored as acid on her phone. After the break, Nikki seemed to be a little more relaxed, and that's where they go into him lying down on her back, which goes into the teeth thing and into the very suggestive stuff where it appears he's initiating S time. It takes an abrupt end, and then there's about a dozen shots of everyone who was present doing things like flipping the camera off, sticking their tongues out, and that sort of thing. The weirdest one is of Nikki in a bathrobe and the girlfriend both hugging on the model with smiles on their faces. She says asked for that one because it just seemed like a cute shot for everyone to say we're all cool with each other. I was very careful to check the sequencing of the pics. Gina has them all numerically titled with date, a code for customer and location, then series number, and there wasn't a single picture missing, and it would have been an epic undertaking for Gina to rename 1,000 pics to eliminate ones that worse than I already saw, so I'm 99% convinced I saw everything. So now more than ever I'm convinced my wife is telling me the truth about what actually happened. I don't think there was cheating or S time. Lots of people would consider what happened cheating. I think it was professional. I think it was spur of the moment when Nikki said she would like to try the couple stuff. The girlfriend was definitely there, so I see no reason to drag her into this. The things I'm still so uncomfortable with. 1. Would she have ever really told me had Gina not accidentally shown me those pics? 2. Why 6 freaking weeks? 3. I think my wife was uncomfortable in the moment, but I think reflection allowed her to realize that she actually really enjoyed the experience. I'm more convinced of this than ever with that shot of her with a huge smile where she and the girlfriend almost look like they are members of a burgeoning harem dedicated to hot abs McCool. 4. But having said that, I do think she was embarrassed by initiating the shoot and she was very scared what my reaction was going to be, but it says a lot that she didn't trust me to tell me. So that's where we are now. I guess I'm glad I got to see the pictures, but I don't know if it really cleared anything up. I think she's telling me a version of the truth that's mostly factual, but how the duck can I ever know? I'm not leaving her or divorcing her based on what I know now. Part of me is very happy for her that she had a good time. I'm not like the fun police or anything, but I still feel overall terrible about the whole thing. Second and last update, I'm ready to try and put this behind me. I'm the guy that found out my wife did some very racy, almost softcore PRN photoshoots and hid it from me for 6 weeks. Thank you very much for keeping me sane over the past 5 days. First of all, let me say that I really, really appreciate everyone helping me out. I honestly don't know what I would have done had I not had a place to vent, argue the facts and bounce things off of. When the other sub removed my post and banned me for just asking why, I really thought I was going to lose my mind because my thoughts were racing a million miles a minute. A very, very sincere, thank you. So if you recall from one of my updates, Nikki's wife agreed that we would sit down with Gina photographer today and get her full side of the story. I spoke with her yesterday, but that was only long enough for her to open the building, get her computer booted up and then get on the road for her shoot. I told my wife that I would like to talk to Gina alone at first and she said she had no problems with that. So Gina was very affable and friendly when we sat down at her desk. I asked her if she understood why I was having such a hard time with this. Gina basically said that she did and she was very, very sorry for the way things shook out. I asked her what's her version of shook out. It more or less matched Nikki's version in that she had mentioned Nick shooting with a guy about a week prior to the boudoir shoot. Nick had said absolutely not. When the shoot day came, they had an absolutely great time. Nikki suggested they do full nudes in what would be a Christmas present for me, and Gina said Nikki was even more relaxed naked, so she reintroduced the idea of shooting with her friend Craig Hot Abs McCool. Nikki said, "What the hell, let's do it." Hot Abs McCool was in class, they drank wine while waiting for him and all were good and buzzed by the time he showed up. He brought his girlfriend who Gina has shot for some sort of collegiate volleyball all-star thing and everyone was fast friends. Gina had the idea of making it like a visual romance novel where the hot businesswoman would succumb to hot abs McCool's advances, mission accomplished. She said Nikki went from having a great time to being super nervous, and Gina said she had to really press to get her to open up, pun intended? Probably not, but I noticed the phrasing. But Nikki did very well, so that's that. I asked her to promise me that there's no other pics. Gina said absolutely not, that you can even look in the metadata if needed to see that everything is in a nice complete sequence that lasted about an hour. I asked Gina why Nikki, that if this guy's girlfriend already knew how to do this, why not just use her? Remember, GF did the same poses as Nick did while Nick was taking a break. Gina said she just loved shooting with Nikki, and as a photographer, a series of sexy shots where the couple is mismatched is much more interesting than just two good-looking college kids. So that all seemed on the up and up. I mean, it wasn't new news, I had heard that all before. Gina promised me that she wasn't going to do anything with the pictures and that it really was just a fun session with friends. I don't know what I was thinking, but I asked if I could have a hard drive of all the pictures, and Gina said that usually she would never do that, but because we had been friends for so long and the situation was so unique that I could. I have no idea why I asked for them. Maybe I can embarrass Nikki with them someday as a prank, as in, hey, remember that time you almost ducked that college kid? Here's a pic, lol, right? Just kidding, I guess. Nikki came into the office crying, apologizing to both of us, saying that it was her fault and she felt terrible about the whole thing. Gina was pretty contrite as well, saying that she probably used her friendship with Nikki to push the moment way more than was professionally acceptable. I was able to half-heartedly accept Gina's apology, but I'm just not sure I'm to understanding it yet. So we left. Nikki again begged me not to make any rash decisions about our future. I told her that I'd already said if everything up to this point was the truth, then I'm not leaving, but I can't make any promises as to what normal will be for us now. She said that was okay and recommended that we seek a marriage counselor. I told her that would be great and I'd make every session. She has been a pretty big emotional wreck since she got home on Saturday, and I don't think she's slept at all. I haven't. She's been trying very hard to be physical with me, with things like holding my hand, hugging me, sitting next to me on the couch and that sort of thing. I've been trying to reciprocate but having a very hard time with it. I know she's hurting and I should be the one to comfort her, and I'm doing the best I can. Here's the thing, which a lot of you may disagree with, and that's fine. I feel that if I'm going to stay in this marriage, then I need to stay in the marriage 100%. I'm not going to be her warden, I'm not going to ask her to prove where she is or who she's hanging out with, and I'm not going to look through her phone. I felt gross doing it yesterday, though it was helpful, and I couldn't bring myself to do it again. I feel that if we're married, then we're married. This isn't something to be brought up in an argument, a what about that time you type thing, or an excuse for me to go out and creep on hot Instagram girls. If I'm staying, I'm staying 100%. I can't say with certainty that I can force myself to stick to this, because Nikki can be a nag from hell, and the temptation to pull up a photo and say, why didn't I remember to get gas? Remember that time hot abs McCool's 9-inch DCK was only separated from your ass by fabric? Maybe too much to resist. Yeah, still got a little spite in me. But that last crack aside, she's been through a lot, and the mother of my adorable little kid deserves love and compassion, even if a lot has been of her own making. So I'm going to go see a movie tonight without her, be mad, call her all sorts of names in my head, scream, punch my steering wheel, throw rocks into the river, have some scotch, get in a bar fight, whatever. Then tomorrow I'm getting up and I'm going to be the husband I was before she left last Sunday. I'm also going to hit Facebook, gym up, and delete a lawyer wasn't my line, but whoever said it on one of the posts really made me laugh. But seriously, in addition to Nikki messing up, this little episode has shown me that I've become a squishy 50-year-old despite the fact that I'm 30. A huge reason Nikki and Gina didn't even think to ask me to participate in that shoot is that I don't even resemble a guy who could be with my wife anymore. She's very attractive, and while I've got a decent base to work with, I'm not anymore. She looks better than she did in the wedding pictures Gina took for us. I look far worse. So if I'm going to be in this marriage 100%, I need to also be 100% myself or the person I was when I was a practicing purple belt in BJJ or a walk-on to my college baseball team. That's been the hardest but probably the most productive part of this whole situation is to have to look myself in the mirror and admit, your wife did a softcore PRN shoot and while she still loves you, you've let yourself go so bad that she didn't even think to include you. So I've already signed back up for BJJ tomorrow and I'm going to talk to my professor about being an instructor again. I'm going to join Nikki in her paleo craziness and maybe even her funky ass move nat class. Hopefully use this episode to make myself a better person. Thank you so much for sticking with me, and a serious thank you again. Edit 1 in the morning. So this has been such a crazy experience and I've seen the absolute best and worst of Reddit. From god-awful power-hungry mods, red pillars, incels, pervs and edgelords. But also some truly helpful people who genuinely seem to care about a stranger and his wife, whether they agreed with his course of action or not. PMs and comments are still rolling in and I'll keep responding if people are interested in my nonsense. Just to put this to rest from the PMs, I'm not sharing the pics, I'm not linking Gina's page. You're going to have to take my word for it that Nikki is as cute as I say. If you had to do that old game of what celebrity do you resemble? There's a PRN star named Lana Rhodes that has striking resemblance to her face, ironic? Nick has black hair and striking blue eyes, fit now and not super curvy but balanced if that makes sense. For those who keep asking, that's the best I'm going do, and yes I'm bragging that my wife is quite hot. I look like smashed acid served on a cracker but self-esteem is at an all-time low and I'm hungover like crazy and Uber is taking forever and I have to get my car and still get to work and I'm at least 2 hours late now. I'm going to close the door to my office and sleep this off. Have a good one everyone. Update to a post from a few months ago, my 31 meters wife 30F posted for some really sexy lingerie boudoir and nude photos with a very sexy younger guy and hid the truth from me. People still messaging me for updates, so here you go. So out of the blue I logged into this account because I needed a throwaway and even though this saga was almost 5 months ago, there were 6 requests for updates in the inbox. So here goes. Basically everything is great between my wife and I. Like I said in the last update above, I was still upset by the whole thing but I was going to put it all behind me. And I did just that. I didn't become her zookeeper. I never asked to check her phone and I never asked her to check in with me other than the obvious that affected her or our kids' safety. I had a few rough days in the immediate aftermath of all this, but as life began to move forward and we had other issues, hot water heater going out, minor car problems, strep throat, this sort of faded into the background. I guess if I can give one piece of advice that I learned from all this is that if you're going to stay with a person after they've screwed up, stay with them and don't become their keeper. I still love my wife very much and she knows that she messed up, but her love for me has never been in doubt and I'm so glad that I never gave her a reason to stop loving me. One thing that people really keyed in on was my own lack of self-respect. Well, one thing I did do was really focus on getting myself back into physical shape after a pretty long slow decline. 5 months later, I'm back into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with a vengeance. I've lost almost 30 pounds and I'm living a mostly keto lifestyle with a cheat day on Sundays. I feel and look better than I have in years. And a side benefit of that is that our S-time life has taken off like crazy and I'm loving it. My wife definitely learned that one of her kinks is being naughty in front of a camera, so our vibe has gotten to see some things that aren't appropriate for school or church, if you catch my meaning. We love to talk about starting up an amateur page on PRN Hub, but I think talking about it is just part of the fun and not something we will really ever do. So all is good in our household. Thank you everyone for keeping up with our story. Things are good and I appreciate all the advice that I got on those first 3 posts. Merry Christmas.